U.S. government's in the midst of another partial shutdown. Funding lapsed at midnight for the Department of Homeland Security. That includes vital agencies, Transportation Security Administration, and the Coast Guard. Democrats in Congress say they won't vote to fund DHS without new restrictions on immigrant enforcement. Of course, the standoff comes after the killings in Minneapolis of Alex Pretty and Renee Macklin Good, both shot by federal agents. Senator Gary Peters is a Michigan Democrat, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee, and a member of the Appropriations Committee. He's back home in Michigan. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott. I hope all is well.
Well, that's why we're talking to you. Congress is in recess. Are negotiations still going on?
Yes, they are. We'll have negotiations back and forth. I think we're still pretty far apart, unfortunately, and it's very unfortunate, given what we want to see as the Democratic caucus is very united, is that we want to put in just some common sense guardrails on actions by federal agents in DHS. And basically, the relatively concise list we provided to Republicans were to make sure that federal agents have to abide by the same kinds of rules and regulations that our local police in our communities follow each and every day. I think most Americans would agree that federal agents should not be above any of those laws or policies.